you good?
Go ahead.
All right.
All right, Paul's good.
You're good?
Yeah. Awesome.
That's the whole point of this.
Excellent.
We're in with the fans.
The security sign is down like, whoop.
Hey,
Andy J's back there.
Andy J can run interference with security.
Tackle him.
Just tell him to That's all you got to do.
All right.
Anyways, all right.
Also, it's pronounced dog nuts.
Dog nuts?
Yeah, you love dog nuts. Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Triple E Nation Presents
Bacon Bits.
Where we promote positivity, empowering self-image, and the three B's everyone needs in their lives. Babes.
Bacon.
Booze.
I'm Sneaky Pete along with...
Rockstar.
The Chief.
And we have a special guest here.
Hi, special guest.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
You gotta get a little closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are.
Okay. There you go.
I met Michelle on TikTok.
Yes.
She is, how do we describe your content? How do we describe you? Self-described.
Oh, gosh. Self-described.
I have an idea.
Go for it.
Okay. What do I see when I see you? I always see positivity.
Mm-hmm.
I always see cool promotions of stuff.
Yes.
And fashion.
Yes.
Fashion reviews are one of my favorites. And I see chickens.
A lot of chickens.
Chickens?
How many chickens do you have?
If you ask the village, we have six.
A little closer.
If you ask the village, we have six.
Six chickens?
Yes.
Okay. I guess in the village you live in, they have a restriction of how many chickens you can have?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. What are your favorite types of chickens, though? Because I have my personal favorite. I won't tell you who they are.
Okay, so my favorite chickens are probably our silky chickens.
Yep.
They're hilarious. They're Ty's least favorite chickens.
And what are their names?
Jerry and Kramer.
From Seinfeld?
Yes.
Nice. You know, Love it.
I met Elaine once.
Like, from Seinfeld?
Real. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she nice?
She was really nice. I got a picture. I'll show you later.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yes, we have Jerry and Kramer. They're probably my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like our Cochins, and we do have some new baby chicks that are really, really cute.
Are those the ones I always hear in the videos?
Those are like the teenage chickens. We have even smaller ones. They're not quite loud yet, but yeah.
Okay. Look up.
Oh, I got to move the screen now.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all right.
It could be incognito.
So, just to let everyone know, we're on site doing a tailgate at Miller Park. I know the sign's wrong. It says American Family Field. But
yeah, it is.
This is Miller Park to the real fans.
Yes, 100%.
And we decided, it turned out to be okay. It's not terrible out. A little windy. But
the sun peeks through.
Yeah, it's been a little sunny.
Yeah.
What do we got over there? If you want to pan that way and show the other half of the tail. He can't hear me.
Paul, pan that way. Show
the other half of the tailgate.
Oh.
Yep. So as you see here, there's everybody. Got a bar set up. We got a grill set up.
Hey, and there's Home Depot girl.
Michelle and Ty came up from Illinois.
Oh, my lady friend showed up.
Hi, Home Depot girl.
Hi, Kendra.
Can't hear me.
All right.
Whatever, bye.
That's fine.
All right.
So
we're breaking up. No, I'm
real
just kidding.
Real quick, Michelle, I got one other thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about this business of yours.
Okay.
Tell me what you do.
Oh, I have a lot of businesses.
You do? I saw you do interior design as well on your website.
I do. So my degree is in interior design, and that's how my business started, which is why it's called 27 Houses. So I do interior design and home staging.
Nice.
And then six years ago, I added in a lifestyle boutique where I sell home decor and clothes and a whole bunch of other random stuff that brings me joy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we added Airbnbs to the mix years ago. So
Airbnbs, like staging them or?
No, we have two.
Oh, sweet.
So people come and hang out with us, stay with us, and they're above my store. So we have two apartments that are available in our cute little like Hallmark kind of a town. So
nice.
Yeah.
And that's really close. So when they're gone and you have to reset it, it's right there.
Yep. It's nice and convenient. Ty does all the check-ins. He does all the cleaning. He'll make you breakfast if you want it.
Oh, sweet.
He'll bring you fresh chicken eggs.
Yes.
So our guests get spoiled for sure.
Very nice. How did you meet Ty?
We actually met on TikTok.
Met on TikTok.
Apparently he'd been following me for a while, and I did not know that. He waited till I was out of a relationship and then dropped into my DMs.
That's how it goes.
Well, he was respectful. He was respectful.
Good.
He actually asked me on a donut date. Because I love donuts. Like, that's my thing. I love donuts. And he knew that we were going to both be at a charity event in Nashville.
Okay.
And so he asked me if I would go on a donut date with him in Nashville.
Oh.
You said yes?
I did.
Thank goodness.
Question though, what's your favorite donut?
I guess we're asking hard questions.
I mean, if we're just like at a basic donut place, I'd probably get like a jelly or a Boston cream donut. But then if we're like at a really good specialty place, I love like toasted coconut donuts.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
That sounds phenomenal, actually.
Yeah. Boston cream is my go-to as well.
What's your favorite, Pete?
I actually like apple fritters.
It's a Long John. Oh,
no. That's you.
Oh, yeah. Two of them at a time.
The Long John. Yeah.
God.
Double fisting.
Yes.
You Long John's like this.
Grab and twist.
You guys will hear it later.
It's funny because no shots behind the camera. We can't run headphones out to him, so he can't hear us.
Love that.
I just wave and they wave back. Very nice. All right. I got, okay. Sorry. Apologize. I have to ask because you're from Illinois.
Yes.
Oof.
I know. I'm the only fib that anybody will allow in Wisconsin, I promise.
Oh,
all my Wisconsin friends say I'm allowed.
You seem really nice.
Thank you.
She is really nice.
It's because we're close to the border of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You're close enough to
my parents have a place in Wisconsin that we would go to every weekend, every summer growing up. So, I'm honorary.
Yep, you belong
here.
Yeah,
that's a shoe. Yeah, easily.
It checks out.
Exactly.
Who's your football team?
Oh, no.
I'll take that question back.
Yep, take it back.
Next question.
My kids are divided, though. I have a Packer fan child and a Bears fan child. So. Oh.
Well, the Packer fan child's great.
He's got a smart child and a dumb child.
Yes. Oh, come on. There he goes. I have a question for you. So you have a large following on TikTok and a decent following on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
How many followers do you have?
On TikTok, I have 1 million.
Whoa!
And on Instagram, like 72,000, I think. Wow. I don't know why.
It's hard to grow on Instagram.
That's wild.
It's crazy. I don't know why.
That's cool, though. Congrats.
Thank you.
What'd you do to get up to 1 million on TikTok?
What took
off?
Yeah.
Let's see. My Halloween costume, probably 1 year, I was Catwoman, and I was dancing on my coffee table.
What?
I dance on my coffee table a lot, but I just happened to do it in my Halloween costume, and that one, like, really, I don't know.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's because I unpinned it. I was like, this has got to go.
What? Why would you do that?
That one really jumped my account, and then obviously shaking my iced coffee and tell me a sound that's better than this.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's everywhere.
It has been stitched by so many, like Papa Roach, Charlie Puth, Energizer.
Justin Nunley.
Justin, of course. I mean, but huge companies, like it's been absolutely crazy. People send me that video all the time. That was in 2021.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's still rolling. Like,
you're a CapCut filter.
I am a CapCut filter. Yeah. And the funny thing is, I don't really drink iced coffee. Like, I had gotten it one day and was like, oh, I'll make this, and it makes me look so ditzy. And I'm, like, not an iced coffee girl. And I'm like, hey, tell me a song that's better than this.
That's
and
it just, hilarious,
like,
though.
Like, that just goes to show, post the video. Like, no matter how dumb you think it is, just post the video because you never know what it's going to do.
I think I saw that video a week or two ago. I had no idea it was you. Like, I swear to God.
I just had one of my clients call me asking about something the other day. And he's like, yeah, I thought about those candles in your store because my friend sent me this video. And I was like, wait, I know her. I'm like, oh, God.
You're the girl from TikTok.
I'm the Dunkin' girl.
Did Duncan ever, you know, reach out?
Never. And,
I've messaged them.
And you know what's funny is they're following Summer after that video. Their, like, huge ad campaign was, there's no sound better than this.
Oh.
And it was the ice.
Come on.
Copyright infringement.
And I was like, if I do not get credit, nothing. They wouldn't respond to any DMs, nothing.
Not even like a $50 gift card, huh?
Nothing. And I love donuts. Like, I would be their best partner, but whatever. It's cool.
Also, it's pronounced dognuts.
Dognuts.
Yeah, you love dognuts.
I'm not confirming or denying that.
All right, that's all we got. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure meeting
you. Absolutely.